Dalet. Okay, last week we left off in Sanhedrin Daf Vav Amud Beis on the top line. The Gemara was in the middle of the sugya. We had started already the topic of Pshara. And the top line on Daf Vav Amud Beis is in the middle of a brisa, the Tosefta, where it says, Nigmar Hadin, I Atar Ashoi Liftsoa. That after Gemar Din, the Bezin is not allowed to recommend that they should go for a Pshara. What constitutes Nigmar Din? So the Gemara has three lines from the bottom of the Daf. If you look all the way on the bottom, three lines from the bottom, in the middle of the line, it says, Hechi Domi Gemar Din. That question is going back to the first line. What's the definition of Gemar Din? That this is the Tanakama. The Tanakama and the Braisa says, after Nigmar Din, Yata Rashoy Litzor. The Gemara says, Hechi Domi Gemar Din, Amar Rav Yudah Marav, Ish Ploni Atachayev, Ish Ploni Atachayev. Once the Bezin gives the Gemar Din, then you're not allowed to make up short. That's what Rashi writes on the top line. All the way on the bottom, three lines from the bottom, in the middle of the line, it says, Hechi Domi Gemar Din. That question is going back to the first line. What's the definition of Gemar Din? That this is the Tanakama. The Tanakama and the Braisa says, after Nigmar Din, Hiyata Rashoy Litzor. The Gemara says, Hechi Domi Gemar Din, Amar Rav Yudah Marav, Ish Ploni Atachayev, Ish Ploni Atachayev. Once the Bezin gives the Gemar Din, then you're not allowed to make up short. That's what Rashi writes on the top line. Nigmar Din, say Rashi, right? Shomri, Ish Ploni Atachayev, Ish Ploni Atachayev. You got it from the Gemara. Tosfos is bothered with the question, Nigmar Din. What do you mean, Nigmar Din, Hiyata Rashoy Litzor? Nigmar Din, the Gemar Din is all over. It's all finished. But you need a Din that you're not allowed to make up short. It's ready after the Gemar Din. So Tosfos reads the Gemara differently. Kigoyin. Not that they already said, Sha'omru. Rashi says, Sha'omru is Ponni Atazakha. Tosfos writes, Nigmar Din, Kigon Shekva Diktikul Bedin Heitev, Ukva Gomeras Adin. They already made up their minds. The Bezin already came to the conclusion in their minds that they're going to say, the loy mechuser elo ish ploni atachayv. The kevin is bar kol kach. The holding mamish by the end. They're just about to pronounce the gemar din. They already finished their deliberations. They're about to come back to the bali dinim and pronounce the gemar din. Then they think to themselves, it's going to be a shock. We're going to tell them that he wins all and he loses all. Maybe we should recommend they should make up shor. So that's what the Tanakhama says. The holding mamish atad by the gemar din. That's not permissible. Iyatar ashay litzar. But to say that they already made the gemar din, that doesn't make any sense. The simple reading in the Gemara sounds like Rashi said, three lines from the bottom, they already said it. So Tosfos finds that difficult. What? So Rashi is very shver. They already said the Gemara Din. They think that the Pashup Shat is that they're about to make the Gemara Din. So this Gemara, on the right hand side of the Tosfos, this Tosfos is Nigmar Din. So at the end of the Tosfos, Ayin Tosfos Bava Kama Daf Samach Tes Amid Aleph Chayev. The Tosfos in Bava Kama has a long arichas on this. There is a Gemara in Bava Kama that says like this. There's a pasuk in Chumash that says like this in Parshas Mishpatim. If a ganav steals shor v'seh utvacho yom achor, a special din only by a ganav doesn't apply to a gazlan. A gazlan is not chayev kefil. A gazlan is only chayev keret. But a ganav means he sneaks in and he steals in stealth when the nignav doesn't realize that he's stealing. A gazlan means he punches me in the face and then he steals my behemoth from me. That's a gazlan. So a gazlan only pays keret. It doesn't pay kefil and it doesn't pay dollar day. But one who's a ganav is punished more. The Gemara says, Shalom Talmidim as Rabbi Yechon and Zaka. I think the Talmidim as Rabbi Yechon and Zaka. How come the Torah penalizes the ganav more than the gazlan? So he answered to the Talmidim because the gazlan treats the Rebbeinu Shalom and the boss of Adom on the same level. So Gaitim Nishtam, he doesn't care about the boss of Adom, doesn't care about the Rebbeinu Shalom. Rebbeinu Shalom is watching, the boss of Adom is watching. Punches him in the nose, he pushes him away and he steals his payment. Hashemi came, the ganav is worse, his aveir is greater. He's only afraid of the boss of Adam, he's not afraid of the Rebbeinu Shalom. So because he's more afraid of the boss of Adam than Rebbeinu Shalom, that's why the Torah penalizes him more. That's what the Gemara quotes in Bava Kama. So I'll call upon him. It says in the Chumash that the ganav always is penalized that he has to pay kefil. And in the event that the ganav stole shor v'seh tvocho, either he shechts it or he sells it. So it says, chamisha bokeh shalom tachas hashor, v'yarbet son tachas hashor. So the Gemara says, that aloche, the Gemara quotes a braisa in Bava Kama daf samach tes, that knas, Abdallah Dehei has to be altogether. Dalit Dehei means like this. if Chamisha Boki Shalom Tachas HaShor, if I stole the shor, so I have to, let's say the shor is worth $100, so I pay back 100 and I shecht it and I eat it, it's gone. So it's not shaykh to return the shor. So I have to pay back $100 as keren, another $100 as kef, and when I pay another $200, that adds up to arbo. Doesn't mean arbo tzayim Chamisha Boki Shalom Tachas HaShor, five times. I pay $500. So it doesn't mean I pay $500 over and above the keren and the kefal. It means including the keren and the kefal. The keren is 100, the kefal is an additional 100, and then chabisha bokim sham tachas hashem means another 300. The arba ten tachas hashem means another, let's say I stole a set, trocha mecharoi, so I pay keren $100 for a set, kefal another $100, and another $200. It doesn't mean another $400 over and above the keren and the kefal. That's what the Mishnah say like that. So the Gemara says, damn, Baba Kameh, what if I stole a shor v'seh? And then and the police catch me, and they make a gmar din. You have to pay keren the kefal, give him back the behemah, the shor v'seh, and then pay kefal, buy another one, give him another check for another $100. And then after they made the gmar din, then I go and I shecht it, or I sell it. I do the tavach hamochi after the gmar din. So the Gemara says it depends. Did the Bezdin say Ish ploni ata chayv, ish ploni ata zakai? Or did the Bezdin say tsei ten loy? If they only said chayv ata liten loy, they just said yachayv, but they didn't say go pay, so then that's not a gmar din. So that's loy paskua lemilson. So then I'm still in a state of a ganef. So then if I'll do tovach hamochar on the same behemah, so the Bezdin will be able to be mechayv me the dalet behe in addition. But if the Bezin made a real gmar din, that they didn't only say Ishponi atachayv, Ishponi atazak, they said say ten loy. Oh, that's already paskul and nulse. That's called a psak din. Does heista gmar din say ten loy? So then, if they made the gmar din after the geneva, before the tvicha mechira, then I do a tvicha mechira that separates between the two, and I can't be chayv to pay the dalet behei. So I only have to pay the keren and the kefal. That's a gemara. What does that mean? What is that all about? So Taisus learns two pshatim. There's a gigantic Taisus there in Daf Samach Tes. They keep on going with that gemara. And Ksuba is back and forth, back and forth. But bottom line, Taisus has two shitas how to read the gemara. What's the definition of a gemara din? That here in Sanhedrin it seems to be a contradiction. Here in Sanhedrin it says, Hechi domi gmar din, three lines from the bottom, Ish ploni atachayv, Ish ploni atazakah, that chayv atalit and lo is a gmar din. And there the Gemara Baba Kama seems to say that it's not considered a gmar din until the Bezna actually gives a psak, and they say, say, tenlo, they give him instructions, not just they say, the Torah says that you're chayv. They say, we instruct you to pay him, say tenlo. Up until the time that they say tenlo, it's not a gmar din yet, it's just a warm-up. So what do you do is like a contradiction between the two Gemaras? Isn't it a contradiction between the two Gemaras? So one answer that Tosfos gives is along the lines that they say over here. That li'olam a gemar din, it's only called officially a gemar din heis that Bezin gives instructions to say ten loy. When they only say ish ploni, according to the halacha, the Torah says that you're chayv to pay, that's a dissertation, that's a lecture, that's not a gemar din. Okay, we don't want lecture. A gemar din heis, say ten loy. We order you to pay. That's a gemar din. Anything up until that is not called a gemar din. Alright, so I say, hey chidoni gemar din. No, it doesn't mean over here gemar din. It's like Tosfos said over here. Tosfos says, not like Rashi, Tosfos said, it doesn't mean that they made nigmar din yata rashoi liftsoya. Tosfos said, what do you mean? They made the gemar din already. They made the gemar din since Figendik. What is it to make a pshara about? Pshara means a psak din of yoshev. So if they already said a gemar din, what shaykh to make another gemar din? It's not shaykh to make a psak of yoshev if they already made a psak. The case is closed already. We said last week, 2 weeks ago, beidina basa beidina loy daiki. Once the bezin gives a psak in the case is closed. So Tosfos said, no, in our Gemara, Tosfos Bayah said, in our Gemara, it doesn't mean nigmar din. It means they're holding off by making a gemar din. They're almost about to say that the Bezin already made up their minds what the din is. They just didn't get back to the Baladinim yet. They didn't tell the Baladinim anything yet. So that's one shot in Tosfos. That Li'olam, this is not a gemar din. A gemar din, a real gemar din haste, if they say tenway. Anything less than that is not a gemar din. When it says in our Gemara, nigmar din at the Rosh Hashanah, it's not meduyim. Means that they're holding so far into the case, then they're not allowed to suggest that they should make up shor. And how do you read? Fine, that's one sheet. And how do you read that Gemara in Bava Kama? And what's the pshat in the Gemara that the Gemara says in Bava Kama? How do you understand that did? That a ganef only pays dalet v'hei is tavach hamochar if there was no gemar din in between. But if the Bezna already made a Gemar Din on the Karen and the Kefil, those says Bezna already said, say, Tenloy, that's a Gemar Din, then Tovach HaMocha later, then the Bezna will not be Mechayv the Ganef to pay the additional base the Gimel. Why not? Why not? What's the Hezbollah? What does it make a difference whether there was a Gemar Din or not a Gemar Din? Stam, what's the Hezbollah in the Din? So Mestama Tarsus understands like this, the Torah only authorizes the Bezdin to make a Gemar Din on the extra base the Gimel, the Tziruf, where if they're making one big Gemar Din on everything altogether, the Bezdin says, we instruct you to pay. That's the Gemar Din when they instruct them. Say Tenler. They say, we hereby instruct you to pay the Keren, the Kefil, and the base the Gimel in addition. Amishabok Hashem Tachas Hashem, another three for the Shor. Babatun Tachas Hashem, another two for the Tovach HaMocha on the set. But if the Bezdin already made a Gemar Din on the Keren and the Kefil, now they're just going to make a Gemar Din separately. They're going to make a Gemar Din on base the Gimel alone. The Tozaza. They have no right to do that. They can only make a Gemar Din on base the Gimel. Agav the Gemar Din on the rest. If the Bezdin only said Ishponi Atachai, Ishponi Atazakai, they need on the Keren and the Kefil. Chai Batalitan Law, you got to give back the Behemoth, you got to pay Kefil. But they didn't instruct them to say Tenloy, that's not yet a Gemar Din. So then when he's going to do the Tovach HaMocha later, the Bezdin will be able to make a Gemar Din on the Keren and the Kefil, not on the base of the Gimel. But if they already made a Gemar Din on the Keren and the Kefil, and then he does Tovach HaMocha, so they want him to make a separate Gemar Din on the Tovach HaMocha, they have no right to do that. That's one sheet in Tosfos. And according to that sheet, Tosfos is there, is in the middle, they get involved, there's a gigantic Tosfos, they get involved with Asugya in Ksubas, in the beginning of the fourth Perek, I think, Narish and Spatzon. So the Gemara is, says a din, so Tosfos has 2 days, but the Gemara really meant it. But what one, the simple reading of the Gemara is, let's say, I'm a very rich man. I own Karkoyas and I own Metalkalim and I die. So everything that I own goes to my children. It goes to Yerusha, the Karkoyas and the Metalkalim. What if people borrowed money from me? They owe me money. So when I die, the Chayvis also go to Yerusha. Why not? The Karka goes to Yerusha, the Metalkalim goes to Yerusha, and the Chayvis go to Yerusha. What if somebody gambled a behemoth from me and he owes me keren de kefil? So the Gemara says, Ein oda morish knas lebonim. Ein oda morish knas lebonim. So it sounds like the keren that he owes me $100 because he stole my behemoth, that's moment, that's not knas. So the keren, if I die, the keren goes to be rushed to the children. But the extra $100 that they owe me because of the kefil, or they owe me whatever other chayvus they owe me, anything that's really knas, I mean, mefatam, it's a shema, all the other knasses, shloshim shalev, it says that doesn't go be rushed, that's what it sounds like anymore. But Damed Vamamurim, Taisus explains based on the Gemara there in Ksubis, in the beginning of the fourth parak, Narish and Espatza, that's only knas, kaidim gemar din. But knas, after gemar din, is treated like momen. Moedib Knas Potter is only before Gemar Din. After Gemar Din, you don't say Moedib Knas Potter. So the Gemara says there, in Arish and Espatza, Knas after Gemar Din is a regular Chiyuv Momen. It's a regular Chiyuv Momen. So if they already made a Gemar Din, then if I made a Gemar Din with this Ganef, that he owes me the Kef of Dalbeh, then I die, then Odom Arish Knas Lebanon, because after Gemar Din, Knas is treated the same as Momen. So what kind of a Gemar Din would you need? So Taisha says, you got to have the real bona fide Gemar Din. You have to say Tzei Tenloy. If it doesn't only say Ishponi Atachai, Ishponi Atazakai, that's a drasha, that's a lecture, that's not a Gemar Din. If they said Tzei Tenloy, that's called a Gemar Din. That's one sheet in Taisha's. When it says in Agamar, Hechidon Gemar Din, it's not a loch of Gemar Din. It's like Taisha says over here. If the Bezdin went so far that they're holding up God by pronouncing the Gemar Din, they already made up their minds in Schach, so that's not proper. They're not allowed to make a pshara. They're not allowed to suggest a pshara at that stage. But it's not really a Gemar Din until they say Tzei Tenloy. Then Taisus has another shita that is not so. That the Gemara says, Heichidoni Gemar Din is Ploni Atazaka, it really means Gemar Din. Probably like Rashi learns, not like this. Not that they're holding up thought by saying. It really means the Gemar Din. And our Gemara says that Ishploni Atachayiv is the Gemar Din. So how come there it says that you need to say Tenloy? So Taisus says, no, a Gemar Din is really Chayiv Atali Tenloy, like it says in our Gemara. And the Alochin Ksubis in the beginning of the fourth parak, the first daf in the fourth parak in Irish and his pasad, that it says, Ein Oda Morish Knas Libanov, that when I die, all the moment that I possess goes to my Yorshim, the Karka, with the Metalkalim, with the Chayvis, anything that anybody owed me, it also goes Birusha, but the Knosses don't go Birusha, unless there was a Gemar Din, that the Knosses also goes Birusha, the same as moment. So you only need a Gemar Din, of Ishploni Atachayim. You don't need a Tzei Tenloy. Ishploni Atachayim is also a Gemar Din. Say Tenloy is an andamaiset. Say Tenloy is considered kilu, there was already a tashlumen. Because Bezin has the power, we know Bezin has the power of Hefker, Bezin, Hefker. If they want, they can confiscate someone's property and declare that it belongs to somebody else. Have to have a good reason. Stam capriciously, they don't like me, so they're going to say, if I did some Aveira, they want to penalize me, I'm bigger than Milsa, whatever. If they have some kind of a reason, so the Gemara learns that from Sukkim, that's an institution of Hefker, Bezin, Hefker. We had the Gemara before that Tosfos said that it's based on, it's an extension of the din of dina de machlusa dina. They really, melech koretz lo geder. The melech has a right to declare someone's property l'tzorcha ha-malchus. If there's a good reason, the melech has a right to confiscate property, to declare it no longer belongs to me, it belongs to someone else. And the bezin has a right to act as the melech. Dina de machlusa hefker bezin hefker means that bezin has a right to act as the malchus whenever the malchus is not doing their job. So that's the halacha of Hefker Bezin Hefker. So because the Bezin has the power to be Mafkir Momin, so therefore, like the government has a right. In Shulchan Aruch it says like this. Let's say there's a dintara between Reuben and Shimon. So there's a, whenever there's a suffix, so we say Hamoitz Mechaber Olof Harai. Whoever is Muhtzok wins. Who's Muhtzok? What's the definition of Muhtzok? The one who has the Momin in his Rishus. If the money is in my bank account, and the money is stuffed away in my mattress, so I'm the Muhtzok, whoever has it, Bishusay. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, what if there's a din Torah, there's a hassle between a Yochid and the Kehillah regarding collection of taxes. In Europe, the Kehillah used to collect the taxes and then they used to transfer it on to the government. So if there's a machlokes between the Yochid and the Tzibur, whether he has to pay taxes or not, and it remains a suffix, we don't have any rights one way or the other, so it says that even though the money is in his mattress, it's in the Yochid's bank account, on the Yochid's mattress, he's not called the Muhtzok. The Tzibur is considered the Muhtzok. Why is Kehila considered the Muhtzok? So the Mefarshim say this. Ma, I think, says Pshat, and the Hashem Mishpat, it's a Ramah. So the Sma says the Pshat because it's based on Rishonim like that. It's a Mordechai, based on a Mishnah in the second parak in Baba Basra. That whenever there's a suffix, the Kehila is always called Muhtzok. That's how he reads. Suffix Zekodim, Koitzitz Venosin Laidom. So it says that whenever there's a suffix, the Kehila is considered Muhtzok. That's on a Mordechai read the Mishnah. Why? So he says because the government, the Kehila, has the koyach of Dina and the Malchus, they have the power of Hefker Bezin. Hefker Bezin is an extension of the Malchus, and the Malchus certainly has the power of Hefker Bezin. So since they have the right, if there's a tzorach to confiscate my property and to keep it, or to take it away from me and give it to somebody else, so how can you say that I'm muhtzak on my money, that my money is bishusi when I'm fighting with them? I say I'm patur from taxes, they say I'm chayv taxes. If they want it, they can take all of my money away and say they need it for taxes. In fact, they can do me something. But since they have the ability to take away all of my money, say, if I'm fighting with them, so they're called muhtzak on my money. What's in my pocket, my mattress, they're called muhtzak on it. So that's apparently how Tosfos understood, the second sheet in Tosfos and Bava Kamma understood this halacha. Let's say a ganav stole a behemah, and he's chayv to pay kefil, keren and kefil. The behemah is worth $100, and it's $100 for keren, $100 for kefil. He has to give $200. He pays the keren and the kefil to the nignav. He pays it. Then after he pays it, then he makes a new geneva. Then he makes somehow, if he makes a new geneva, if he makes a geneva against a vata anaya ganav, so he's chayv to pay keren and kefil again with the new, and if he shechts it, he's chayv dal vehe. Let's say originally he did a geneva, and then he returns it, and the second time around he does a gzela. The second time when he steals it, the second time, he does a gzela instead of doing a geneva. So then he won't be chayv, and then he does a tavach hamacha. So he won't be chayv to pay dal vehe. Second time is only a gzela. So here the Gemara, Tosfos interprets the Gemara saying a chiddush. Chayev atan litin lo ish ploni atan chayev ish ploni atan zak zoi chanak mardin. It says in a Gemara, hechid onik mardin, ish ploni atan chayev, a chayev atan litin, that's also the mardin. And after the mardin, the knas is converted into mamon, vada marish knas lebon. According to this day in Tosfos, you don't have to have to say 10 loy to be called the mardin. Chayev atan litin lo is also the mardin, like this simple reading of a Gemara. When it says there in Bava Kamma that if the Bezin said, ish ploni atan chayev, ish ploni atan zak, loy pasku ala nilsei. If they said, say 10 loy paskuol anilsei, that phrase paskuol anilsei, that doesn't mean that that's called a psak and this is not called a psak. No, ish ploni atachayv, ish ploni atazak is also a psak, it's also a gmardin. Paskuol anilsei means it's geendik, that the whole case is all closed because it's considered kilu, he did a hashoga. Since if the bezin wants so they can confiscate something that I have and give the ownership to somebody else, so if the Bezin adds on to the Gemardin, they don't have to add on. The Gemardin is Ishponi Atachai, Ishponi Atazaka. If they choose to add on over and above the Gemara Din and say ten loy, that's considered kilu hechazarti. It's considered from that point on as if I had already returned the shore to the nignav. And once I return the shore to the nignav, so it's ois chepetz hagonov. And then I go bite them and I shecht it or I sell it. So that's like I did a new gzeila. Not that I did a gneiva. I didn't do a new gneiva. He knows who I am. He already went to Bezdin. We had it in Tehran already. He knows who I am. Now there's no secret anymore. And that's actually the Loshon HaGemara. The Gemara doesn't say this is a psak, this is not. The Gemara says, Poskua Lemilse, Geendik, the whole parsha is all over. The matter is over. Then the Gemara says, and he becomes a gazlon. That's the Loshon HaGemara. And he becomes a gazlon, he's no longer a ganef. And a gazlon doesn't pay dollar the hay. The Gemara doesn't really say. Because if he said, say 10 loy, that's a psak. Anything less than say 10 loy is not a Gemara Din. Say 10 loy is a Gemara Din. And therefore, this aloche, that Bezin has no right to make a Gemara Din on base v'gimel separately, unless it's agab the Gemara Din on the Karen and the Kesel. So it doesn't really say in Bava Kamma. It says, if the Bezin said, say 10 loy pastua l'milse, sounds like that's a hashove, that's considered like a hachzora, because Bezin has this power to confiscate. So it's considered kila. They confiscated the shore from the Ghana, they returned it to the Nignav. And the case is all finished. Paskul and Nilsa, Shangendik, the Gansa Isik. And now if the Ghana continues to shech, Tobach HaMacha, it's considered as if he's a Gazlan. That's the Loshon HaGemara. Anyway, these are the two shitas that Taisus has. How do you read an argument that's a Machlekes Rashi and Taisus? What does it mean? On the top line, on Volam and Beishek, Nigmar Adin, Yata Rashoy Lef Tzoyas. The Gemara says three lines from the bottom. Hechadom Nigmar Adin. So Rashi has Bezin already made the Gemara Din, so there's no room to make a Pshorah. So Rashi seems to learn that this is a Gemara Din. And Tosfos and Bava Kamma has two shitas about that, whether it really means that Ishploni Atachayv is a Gemara Din. So according to one sheet, it's not a Gemara Din, until they say it's a Tenloy. I said, what does it say, Nigmar Din? So Tosfos says, no, when they're holding, they come out holding by making the Gemara Din, so that at that point it's not permissible for the Bezin to recommend the Pshorah. So these are two shitas. These are the two shittas and tesis. Then the Gemara continues this long tosefta, the long brisa, to present all the different shittas. We mentioned a few times there are three opinions in the Tanoim regarding pshara. On the second line from the top of Vav on the base, the brisa continues, the tosefta continues. Rav Loza ben Osher, Rav Yosef Lili Yama, also lift soya. It's prohibited to do pshara. What do you mean? You're going to say what Yosher dictates. The Torah says this is the din. The Rabbanu Shlomim is at tzaddik, and he is yosher. Whatever the Rabbanu Shalom says, that is yosher. That's the proper thing to do. We're going to have a morality that's above the Rabbanu Shalom's morality. So the Tana says that's blasphemous. Also leftzaya. And whoever recommends, we shouldn't go for a din Torah. We should rather go for a pshara. We'll give a psak of yosher. Is butzeh berach niyat Hashem. It's chir of the gidur. What do you mean? We have a morality that's higher than the Rabbanu Shalom's morality. That's his opinion. Also leftzaya. We don't paskan like him. But then the Gemara says there are another two shittas. The top Tana, the top line, which was started on Amud Aleph, that there is a din of pshara, but after Gemara din you're not allowed to make pshara, he doesn't say that it's a mitzvah to make a pshara. It holds mutter. It's permissible to have such a psak, but it's not a mitzvah. And then the Gemara is going to have later, about 15 lines into the summit, all weiter. The Hemshech had the Sefer, Rav Shul Mekorach Omer, mitzvah of tzoya. It's a mitzvah on the Bezin to recommend to the Baladinim to mention to them, maybe you'd like to have a pshara. So those are the three shittas. Was mutar l'tzoya, asur l'tzoya, and mitaskan mitzvah l'tzoya. Like the shita later, Rabbi Shua ben Korach. So this Tanya holds that it's asur l'tzoya, chira v'giduf, it's blasphemy, because he thinks that he has a morality that's higher than the morality of the Rabbanu Shalom. Valzeh nema, that's the pasuk in Tehillim, but seh beirech, liyat Hashem, the one who praises the dayan, who makes a pshara, is chira v'giduf. You have to follow the din. The din is yosher, and that's all there is to it. But this is only the chay Moshe Hayomer Yikav Adin Sahar. When it came to Moshe Rabbeinu, so Moshe Rabbeinu was approached as a dayan that they should have a din Torah. So since he was approached as a dayan, so he's not allowed to say, I would recommend we should have a psak of yosher. What kind of chiruf v'giduf this Tana holds? You're not allowed to recommend. They want a din, so you have to give din. Aval Aharon, Rashi and Taisa say Aharon was not approached. During the lifetime of Moshe Rabbeinu, they didn't approach Aaron HaKoyim that he should make a Din Torah. Aaron's on the side. He wasn't asked to make a Din Torah. So Aaron is permitted to go and recommend to the two parties, to Reuben and Shimon, maybe you'd like to go for a compromise rather than follow the Din, go for a compromise. So that's what this Tana says. Avalar noiv shalom v'roiv shalom esin shalom miradam chaver teres sheh. So he was different. Why? He disagrees. He holds that you're allowed to do chiyuv v'gidus. No, he wasn't asked to judge the case. So if he wasn't asked to judge the case, so there's no chiyuv v'gidus. If he says I have a morality that's higher than that of teres, it doesn't say I have a morality that's better than the Rabbanu Shlomo's morality. No, I'll give you an etzah that there'll be peace between the two of you. Forget about morality. I'll give you bottom line, I'll give you a peace accord. I'll give you peace. So it's better than, forget about what's moral, what's immoral. I'll give you a maskana, that'll be good. So that's what the Gemara says, that's mutter. If you weren't asked to be the dayan, is mutter. The other Tanoim don't agree with this Tan Rav Loza ben Rosh Abi Yosef. They hold that it's mutter l'ktzai. So what do they do with the pasuk in Tilim? But say beirech, niyetz Hashem. So they're not going to interpret that one who praises the botzeah, the one who praises the dayan, who makes a pshara, is chira v'gidur. They hold it's not chira v'gidur. They hold it's mutter. They hold it's mitzvah l'ktzaya. So what is that pasuk alluding to? So the next time it gives a different suggestion. So the Gemara Bava Kama says it's talking about the case of mitzvah haba ba'aveira. The fella goes and he gambas. And after he gambas, he does all kinds of wonderful mitzvahs with the money that he stole. And then people praise him. He donates so much money to the yeshivas. Wonderful. First he cheats everybody else. He steals in business. He steals from the government. And then he gives 10% of what he stole from the government. He gives it to a donation yeshiva. And they make him the guest of honor that year. So all of our kasavayim. But say a beirech, niyetz Hashem. The one who praises the ganef, even though he did mitzvahs and ma'isim ten, wonderful things with the money that he gambled, that's a chil Hashem. So the case that he gives is Hareisha Gozal Sor Shal Chitim. He stole grain, he grinds it up, and he makes it into flour. He mixes the flour with water, and he had enough flour that it should be Chayv and Afrash Eschala. So then he's a religious person. He's a Ganef, but that's Ben Adam Machaver. But Ben Adam Lamachim is very religious. He's not going to eat the bread if it's not Gemaisa. It's an Isa Tevel, it's Misa B'day Shamayim. So he's going to be mafrish challah. Chutz lois is on challah is only with the rabbanon. Challah is manah. There's only with the rabbanon. Even in Eretz Yisrael is only with the rabbanon. But in principle, there is a din that hafrashas challah is to remove the isa tevel and bisman bais rishon. The challah was there, right? So we're being misa b'day shemayim. So the fellow is mafrish challah. So what's going to be with the bracha and hafrashas challah? Sheker deshanim is atzavano. The bracha and hafrashas challah. Ain't them a baruch elam inayitz. He's not allowed to say a bracha. Alzenemar, but say a beirech niyetz Hashem. The ganef who says a brochet is a different interpretation, not the one who blesses the one who makes the boitzea. Boitzea berech doesn't mean like Rab Lezer ben Oshav Yosaglili, the one who blesses the dayan who suggested they should make a pshara, but rather the ganef who zokta brochet, before he does the mitzvah, he stole the grain and he made flour and he mafresh challah from the dough, so that's boitzea berech niyetz Hashem. He's not allowed to say a brochet on that. So here the Gemara in Bava Kama discusses this. Why not? After all, the way the Mashal reads in the Braise, he stole the grain and he ground it up. When you grind up the grain, isn't there a din of Shinui Kaina? There is a Machlekes HaTanayim there, Bishamai and Bishil, where they say Shinui Kaina. So Bishamai say he can make all the Shinuim in the world and Shinui is Nishkaina. The din still says, Beheshev is HaGzeil HaShe Gozal, it doesn't belong to the Ganef, he has to return it to the Nignav even after many Shinui. And we don't pass like the Bishamai, we pass like the Bishil. Kama v'kama mishnayis that in Bava Kama and Agrizel that assume like Vesilu that Shino is koine. So why does it say the Gemara asked the Kasha? So what do you do with this Brice it sounds like there's still a problem? So the Gemara says no. The Gemara says then Bava Kama daf tzadik dalad. It's not a Kasha. Liyoylam Shino is koine, and Ataka belongs to the Ganef, and therefore the Ganef is able to do the Hafrosha. It can be mafish chala eidan and torim. The Mishnah says in the first Mishnah in Truma, says, I'll be Torah, I'll dove Shein Shali. If I take someone else, I steal someone else's bushel of tevel, and I'll be mafish Truma Samaisi. So the din is that it's not Chal. It can't be mafish Truma Samaisi. It can't be mafish Chal on something that doesn't belong to you. So we're talking over here that the Ganef was kind of Bishinui. And nonetheless, he's not allowed to say a bracha because he doesn't have the Kiyama Mitzvah, because it's a Mitzvah Abo Abaveir. The Afrosh is Takachal, because it's his, but it's still a Mitzvah Abo Abaveir. And the bracha is only recited in connection with the mitzvah, so he doesn't get any mitzvah here. Afrosh Eschal accomplishes two things. Number one, it serves as a matir, it removes the isa tevel. And number two, it's a kiyama mitzvah. So you say the bracha, that's what it sounds like in Igmar Baruch Kama. You say the bracha in connection with the kiyama mitzvah. If you only do Afrosh Eschal, that removes the isa tevel, but there's no kiyama mitzvah, then you wouldn't say a bracha. So here, since it's a din, a mitzvah, baba veira, so he's not yet to the mitzvah, so therefore he doesn't say a bracha. That's the pashup shot in the Gemara. Ganef, who stole hadasim or aravis from someone else's field. So if the ganef if you hold that lulav tzarech eged and you made an eged around the gimel minin, so the Gemara says that that constitutes a shinui. It's a question why, but that's what it sounds like in the Gemara. So once shinui is kaina, so the ganef is kaina, so there's no longer mitzvah babaver. That's what it sounds like in the Gemara. There's no mitzvah babaver. So Tosfos says, so why does the Gemara say baba kama on this brisa? That this brisa does not contradict Beisila. L'yoylam the din is like Beisila that shinui is kaina. And therefore he's able to be mafresh chala the hafrosh is chal. And it's not considered that Torah Maldova Shein Shalom. No, he's mafresh chala and Adova Shein Shalom. And nonetheless, no bracha may be recited because he doesn't get the mitzvah of hafrosh is chal. It's only chala as a matter, it's not chala as a mitzvah. Why not? Because mitzvah bo baveira heis nishke mitzvah. So he says, why not? But the Gemara says in Sukkah that it is a mitzvah. Once he kaina ade shinui, it is a mitzvah. Taisa just has a machlek as the Ri and the Rabbi Natan, both in Sukkah and in Bava Kama and Perek Merubah. What if the ganef was kaina agde yiyush? There's a machlek as in the Gemara. What if the nigna was misyayish from the Geneva and you only had yiyush? If you have yiyush v'shinu v'shu, so yiyush v'shinu Hashem, so then we are for sure you're kaina. But if you only had yiyush kedi, yiyush alone, yiyush levad, so that's a machlek as amarayim in the Gemara, where the yiyush alone is kaina. So the Taisa has a machlek as the Samaraim in the Gemara, where the Yush alone is kaina. So the Taisvis has a machlekes. The Rina Rabbi Natan had to read a Gemara with Ula. There are a few Ula makes different statements and different mesichtas. So if you put it all together, you have a problem. So the Rina Rabbi Natan have a machlekes. If the ganef is kaina, the ganef of the Yush levad, the Yush kedi, would it still be a nitzvah babavera or not? But that's only lacha Yush. But lacha shinui, there's no machlekes. That's mefeirush in the Gemara. Once the ganef is kaina, the shinui. So for sure, there's no mitzvah babavera. So how can the Gemara possibly read this brisa? Why is it mitzvah babavera? Once he's kind of bishino, he says no more mitzvah babavera. So Tosfos gives a teretz, the Ri gives a teretz, and he says maybe bracha shiny, maybe even though the hafrosh is chal, and it's even a kiyum mitzvah, he's yotze the mitzvah of hafrosh is chal, and not just that the challah services are matir, he even has a kiyum mitzvah, but he's not allowed to say a bracha. And that's how we pass in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Lulav. We pass like that. That even after the ganef was kind of something, the yush, v'shinu v'shu, so the ganef was kind of v'shinu, whatever, he's still not allowed to say a bracha because mitzvah b'baveira. Or the Mishnah Berurah quotes this from the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says like this. Let's say somebody builds a sukkah right in the middle of the street. In front of, some people do it, takkah in the middle of Manhattan. In front of their shops, in front of their store, build a big sukkah. Let's see. And they're going to eat in the sukkah. And they're going to build a big sukkah. Let's see. And they're going to eat in the sukkah. And they put everybody in a very uncomfortable position. People have no place to walk over there. So no one's going to make a fuss about it. They're not going to go sue them in court. They know the Jewish holiday is only for a couple of days and they're going to take it down. But basically he's a ganef, he's a gazlan. So the halacha says that it's not a sukkah gzula, strictly speaking, it's not a sukkah gzula because karka ain't an exelus. He didn't steal the schach, he didn't steal the tfanas, he's just stealing the karka. The schach and the tfanas are not stolen, that's his. The floor is stolen. So if the floor is stolen, it's also no good, it's a sukkah gzula. But we paskin that karka ain't an exelus means that there's an avera of leisigzol, but there's no kinyon exelus. So the floor is not labeled as a sukkah gzula. So even though he did an avera of gzela, but legal, strictly speaking, it's not labeled as mitzvah b'baveira, so therefore b'yavad yoytze. So the Magen Avraham says, fine, you yoytze, but abracha tamid is over. You're not allowed to say abracha. So Mishnah Berurah has a whole pilpul with the yes and no, because in Europe apparently it was a common practice that they used to build the sukkahs in the middle of the street, and they did say abracha when they sat in the sukkah. So if the sukkah is built in the Jewish ghetto, they're not going walking over there, and more or less the Jews are religious, most of the people, so everybody's moichel. So there's no avera of leisigzol. Everybody's moichel, and it's key. It's understood. They all give permission. And even if you have, it's not a ghetto. It's a Jewish neighborhood, and the goyim also don't care. So the goyim are also moichel for haraya. They didn't make us think about it. It's also, but sometimes the goyim are not moichel. So sometimes, if the nochem are clearly not moichel, and if you got reshus from the sar here to do it, and invite her, it's reshus. So there's no iser of leisigzol. But the shaila, what if you got no reshus, and it's clear that there are nochem who are makpid on it? So then it should be true, it's not a mitzvah b'baveira because karka ain't an exelus, so therefore it's not labeled, strictly speaking, as a sukkah gzula, but it should still be that even though strictly there's no mitzvah b'baveira, but you shouldn't be allowed to say bracha. That's all based on this gemara. The way the Ri Balatesu said on this gemara, that even though it's not really, strictly speaking, it's not really labeled as mitzvah, but we're still not allowed to say a bracha. It's an interesting halacha. Why should you not be permitted to say a bracha? Why are you more machna legabi birchas ha-mitzvah that I label it a mitzvah bo b'aveira with respect to bracha, even though the mitzvah per se is not a mitzvah bo b'aveira? I am yaitz in the mitzvah, but legabi bracha shayin, not allowed to say a bracha, it's a little difficult. So perhaps you could say, yeah, but the pasuk you can suggest differently also. The Gemara has, you can interpret the pasuk differently. So what prompts and what prompts the Tanoim to read the pasuk like this, even though the mitzvah you are yoytzei, because it's strictly speaking, it's not a mitzvah, blah, 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 but still bracha shiny, you're not allowed to say bracha. Perhaps, maybe what's involved is the following. So Leitchik had a whole shiur where he explained, this is a shakhan yavadeh, Simon Yutes, that this talks a little bit about this, that the Rambam seems to have read the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Nun Aleph, that just like a birchas hanehenin is a matir, that also lo adam shihonim and adam azeh beloi bracha, and the Rishami has the lashon birchas zui pidyoina, that is very fond of quoting that Rishami, birchas zui pidyoina, that the whole lashem haratzim lo, the whole world is like hegdish, it all belongs to the Rabbanu Shalom. So in order not, anenim adam azeh beloi bracha is moal. It's like you moil behegdish. So how do you see to it that you don't do meila behegdish? You do pinyon. What says pinyon? You buy it up from hegdish, and then it's no longer hegdish. It belongs to you. So the Gemara says, "Kan kadim bracha, kan lacha bracha." Or it's nasan lef neyadam. So if you say the bracha, then it belongs to you. So that's what the Yerushalmi uses a lashon that the birchas is zui pidyoina. The birchas anenim is a matir. It removes the isa meila. So from the Rambam, it would appear that birchas hamitzvah were instituted mid the Rabbanon along the same lines of the Birchas HaNehenim. That just like also Lohadim Sheyahadim and Olam HaZeh B'loi Bracha, similarly a very strange concept. Min HaTorah, you're obligated to put on the tefillin, you're obligated to sit in Sukkah, you're obligated to listen to the Shofar, you're obligated to eat the matzah in the morah. You don't need a matir. What do you mean a matir? You need permission to do the mitzvah. The Rabbanon Shalom is b'chayv you to do the mitzvah. And with the Rabbanon, they instituted it just like it's the whole din of Asa v'hanim shi'an, melon mazab lo bracha, is only with the Rabbanon. So just like with the Rabbanon, they instituted an iser not to be nenim, melon mazab, without a matir first, so to the institute an iser to perform a mitzvah without first doing a matir. Nafkemina, what do you have to give such a philosophy for? No, the nafkemina, but the Shach talks about the Simon Yuntes. And the Shach and many Achrayim passed him like this. There's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Yor Zeruah. The Gemara says that kol mitzvahs kulam mevarach alein loy v'las yosem. Before you're about to perform a mitzvah, you should always say the birchas hamitzvah. You say the bracha and the howl before you start the howl, before you put on the tefillin, before you listen to the tekiyah shofar, before you lay in the megillah. What if by mistake a person if any a chaynov yatam the ganze mitzvah, and after finishing the entire mitzvah, if he put on tefillin, still wearing the tefillin, he put on a talis and he's still wearing the talis and he forgot to say the bracha, the Rambam says that it's still over lasiyas, he's still wearing the tefillin, still wearing the tzitzis. But if he did the mitzvah, he's finished, he took off the talis and tefillin. And after he takes it off, then he realizes, oh, he put on the talis and tefillin so early this morning, before Mishiyakir, he didn't say a bracha, and he never said a bracha, he took it off already. And it's still Terka de Diva. If it's 2 hours later, and at the Monsach after lunch, that he forgot to say a bracha at 6 o'clock in the morning, too late. So no one, even the Yozeru, will not say that you say a bracha lachar asiyos. It's mamish Terka de Diva. He's rolling up the tefillin, just took it off. And he realized he forgot to say a bracha. So the Rambam says, far. Masha nasa nasa, you cannot say a bracha lachar asiyos. And there are more paskins against the Rambam. There are more simon yutes in Yeridea, the simon about birchas hashchita. Paskins like the Yozeru, that b'diyevet you may say a bracha lachar asiyosim, and the Shach, and the Kresi Eplesi, and the Chavis Das, and all the G'dod Achren, and they all, and Dogma Vavah just chazes over the Shach there. Interesting. Dogma Vavah usually says, not a Yehuda on the side, usually has some original contribution. Over there it just gives you Tamtas Dibri HaShach, that's what he writes, it just gives you Tamtas Dibri HaShach, and he writes in 2 lines that he passes like the Rambam, that you may not say a bracha lachar asiyosim. Why not? So the Shach points out that the simple reading in the Gemara Brachas, the Shach over there quotes a Sefer Birchas Avram. There was a German Goyim, an Achron, before the days of the Shach, wrote a whole Sefer just on Hilchas Brachas, all about Brachas, different Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas HaNen, and all the Brachas. In fact, I remember I once looked in that Sefer, he doesn't like the minig that they have by the Yekis, that the Chazan in Shul says, Adon Alom, Chazan Sat Adon Alom, then he says, Anna Tilos Yadai. He washed his hands before. This is even according to the Rambam, that's what he talks about, even according to the Rambam, that you're allowed to say a bracha lachar asiyosam, terkedei dibur. a minute later, but not 15 minutes later, an hour later, he washed his hands in the morning, and now he says, Al Atilas Yadayim, after Adon Olam. Say before Adon Olam. When you say after Adon Olam? So he doesn't like, he was a Yakish Abel, but he doesn't like that minute. He says that it's not right. And he goes into a whole dissertation of this issue, the Machlekes, the Rambam, the Birchas Avram. Goes into the Machlekes, the Rambam, the Ozavua. The Shach refers to it. And he quotes, the Shach quotes from the Birchas Avram, that the Pashtus HaSugya in Brachas, Daf Nun Aleph, reads like the Rambam, because the Gemara puts together Birchas HaNehenen with Birchas HaMitzvah. If I finished eating, let's say I forgot to say Hamoitzi. I'm eating a meal, I forgot to say Hamoitzi. I'm still going to eat more bread. Say the bracha in the middle, like a person who put on tefillin, he didn't say the bracha, he's still wearing the tefillin. To say the bracha now, he's still wearing the talis, say the bracha now. But the Gemara says, if he finished eating all the meal, there's no more bread left. He finished eating the cookies, whatever. There's nothing more left to eat. So can he say a brachas anenet? So most of the rabbi has a different sheet, but most of the rishonim say no. Because the purpose of the brachas anenet is, so the brachas anenet is supposed to serve as a matir. The pidyay, to take off the yisim oil be'egdish. If you're ready, shenogetan the avera, how can you undo the avera of the mafreya? What is going to serve as a matel of mafreya? So the simple reading of the Gemara puts together birchas ha-mitzvah with birchas ha-nehenim. So the Gemara says the same is true by birchas ha-mitzvah. So the Gemara frekta kashen, how come the ger, a ger shen is gairis, tovel in the mikveh, so the ger says the bracha after tovel v'yolah, after he's tovel, the brisa doesn't say who it is. The brisa just says, somebody was tovel in the mikveh, tovel v'yolah, if he comes out, then he says the bracha ala tfilo. So the Gemara says, but you just said you can't say a bracha after you finished eating? How can you say a bracha after you finished doing the mitzvah? The Gemara frekta kashen, what's a tzushtel? So you see it's a tzushtel, but just like by the nenin, the bracha is a matir, and you can't have a matir la mafresh, and not getan da ver. So too by mitzvah, the bracha is a matir. In the Rabbanan, it's also to perform a mitzvah without having a matir in advance. Just moshal ma'adav adayma, just to give a crude moshal. I'll walk into the White House and I'll say I want to speak to the president. What do you mean? You can't just walk in, knock on the door, you walk in. You have to make hachanas and hachanas and hachanas. The person wants to do a mitzvah is also a form of his karbis takarish bracha. You can't just far around and do the mitzvah. The chachamim made a takan, you got to first say a bracha. When you recite a bracha in advance, that's the matter that will allow you, that will serve as a permit, to allow you to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to perform the mitzvah and have a hiskavis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what the Rambam holds, based on the simple reading of the Gemara. After you've already done the mitzvah, so you can't be matel l'mafreya. What do you mean he's going to have the matel now? Shainot gitan, that's what the Gemara asked Akasha. If by birchas hanen, and you cannot say the bracha afterwards, so how come it says tovol v'yolo? He says the bracha ala tefillah. Gemara says, no, that's a special case. It's a ger shen is gayer. A ger is he's a goy until he does the tefillah in the mikveh. He's a goy gomer. So what's he going to say? Oiva lasiyas is going to say, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu to be tovel in the mikveh. He's not kiddushanu v'tzivanu. He's loy kiddushanu v'loy tzivanu. He's an achri. So of course, akati gavel echazeh. Of course, he has to wait till after he's tovel. And then he says the bracha. But it doesn't make any sense. That the birchas ha-mitzvah is a matir. The Gemara says, no, whenever it's gavel lechazi, they're mesaken the birchas ha-mitzvah of a different form. And that's what the Shach Pasmas have like the Ramah. The Ramah there in Siman Yutes is talking about one who's shechting a behemoth that's a suffix trefa and a fula. It's a suffix trefa, and we paskin that you don't say a bracha when you shecht the trefa. Other Rishonim hold, they quote the Talmidim of Rashi, quote the Rashi held, when you shecht the trefa, you do say a bracha. Because even though the shechita on a trefa has a broken leg, it's clearly a trefa. Even though the shechita on a trefa is not matarit bachila, but it's still a shechita, it's mitam de nevela. So the shechita still has an effect. So Rashi shita is, you still say a bracha even on shita satrefi. If you plan to do a kosher shita, then at least be mitam de nevela, you say a bracha. We don't pass on that. We pass on that when one does a shita on a beima trefa, you know in advance it's a trefa, you don't say a bracha. So what if it's a suffix trefa? This animal fell down a flight of stairs. And the din requires that after you shechted, you have to check to see if any of the lungs were punctured. Maybe there's a trefus over there. So in advance, before I shecht the animal, I don't know if it's a trefus, I don't know if I have a right to say a bracha. So in that case, it's also akati gabra lechazi. You weren't allowed to say the bracha in advance. So first you shecht it, believe bracha, and then you make the bedikya inside that's required. And then if it turns out, if you can ascertain later that it's not a trefus, then you say the bracha. If you ascertain soon after the shechita, you're going to wait 3 hours and then check, it's too late. But if you can check right away and you'll ascertain that it's not a trefa, then the Rambam says, okay, that's like by the gear. Whenever it's a case of akati gavra lochazim, whenever it's a case that you're just unable for some reason or another, Sofik or Anachri or whatever, for some reason or another you cannot say the bracha before, that's a different takanas bracha. But whenever it's a normal, regular case, and you really should have said the bracha before, then the nature of the bracha is that it should have served as a matir. That once you've done the mitzvah, this farfala cannot serve as a matir. The Taz sounds like he holds la'alacha like this also. There's a famous Taz in Hilchas Slichas, where the Shulchan Aruch says that the Baal Tefillah, who daven Slichas, the Shliach Tzibur, who says Slichas Barnamed, should put on a talus. So the Shaila is, whose talus is he going to put on? He's going to put on his own talus, Balaylo. Once they wear his own talus, so it's a machlekes what he said, Brochan. Because Paskin, no. Faces in the Raman Paskin, Tzus Laila is not Chayv in Tzitzis. That's why we hold that Tzitzis is a mitzvah says to Shazman Groma. A Tzitzis in Brochas and a Tzitzis in Kiddushin. A Tzitzis in Sukkah. A few Mesichtis Tzitzis has. Other Raman Roin Paskin that Tzus Laila is Chayv in Tzitzis and Liman are Chayv in Tzitzis. But we don't pass on like that. We pass from pajamas are potak, Tzus Laila is potak and tzitzis. So therefore it's a mitzvah sesh shazman grom. So what does that mean that Tzus Laila is potak? So that's a famous machlekes, the Shulchan Aruch calls machlekes between Tesis and the Rosh on the one hand and the Rambam. Tesis and the Rosh say it doesn't depend by yom versus by Laila. It depends pajamas. Is it a Tzus Laila, Tzus Am Yuchad Laila, or is it a Tzus Am Yuchad Layoy? A beged Laila is not chayv in tzitzis, but a beged yom is chayv in tzitzis even by Laila. So let's say we're a talus. A talus is a beged yom. People don't go to sleep in a talus. Talus is a regular beged yom. So if you wear the talus balaylo, point to Tosfos Shita, you chayv in tzitzis, and you say a bracha. And the Rambam says, no, it doesn't depend on pajamas versus clothing, it depends on yom versus laylo. Balaylo, the mitzvah is not noig. By yom, the mitzvah tzitzis noheges. Balaylo, the mitzvah is not noig. By yom, the mitzvah tzitzis noheges. Balaylo, the mitzvah is not noig. So let's say a person, for some reason or another, has to put on a talus balaylo. So you shouldn't say a bracha, because it's a machlokes, Tesis in the Rambam. According to the Rambam, there's no mitzvah balayla. According to Tesis, it's a ksus yom balayla that would be. So the Ramah writes that the Baal Tefillah should be, for the Slichas, that the Baal Tefillah should be, for the Slichas, he says Slichas in the middle of the night, he should put on a talus. So there's a Taz over there who has a long comment on that Ramah. So he says, whose talus should he put on? He's going to put on his own talus, so he'll be putting himself into a predicament that he's going to be doing a mitzvah where it's a shayla if he says a bracha or not. And that's not right. Shembesa not to put on the talus, the Taz recommends. Shembesa not to put on a talus, rather than to, let's say, if I have a sofek, face on the supik, if I shook lulav this morning, I don't know if the esrik was kosher or not. Could be it's a murka. Whatever, I have a sofik, if the lulav was kosher, cracked, not cracked, I'm not sure. So I have to do over again. So let's say on the first day yontif, sofik there, I said, I have to shake over the lulav. I have no choice, I have to shake the lulav again. So since it's only a sofik, so you say sofik brachas lulav, you shake the lulav again, but you don't say a bracha. So why not say over there, wouldn't we recommend not to do the mitzvah? No, the Taz says, you can't recommend you shouldn't do the mitzvah. He has no choice, he has to repeat the mitzvah, he's sofik. That's because lulav is a chiyuv. You have to shake lulav. If you're not sure if you shook a lulav, so you got to shake without a bracha. But regarding tzitzis, don't wear the talus. If you don't wear a beged at four corners, so there's no mitzvah tzitzis. The whole chiyuv only begins when you wear a beged. So the Taz says, shenbesa not to put on the talus balayla rather than to put it on and be performing a mitzvah without a bracha. So that's why the Taz says, wear someone else's talus, so for sure you don't say a bracha. Don't wear your own talus, because if the choice is to wear a talus by Laila and a Safik bracha, Shem Besa not to wear a talus. So the Taz is also implying like the Rambam, that there's some kind of an Isser. There's some kind of an Isser in performing a mitzvah without saying a bracha in advance. So he says, don't do the Isser, avoid it. If you have no choice, I have a Safik if I shook lulav today, I have a Safik whether my dalad minim or kosher, I have no choice. I have to shake the lulav again. Sofik derais el chumer. When I shake again, I can't. I have no choice. I can't say a bracha. Sofik brachas lakom. Habach nishkem bre. My hands are tight. I have to shake the lulav and I'm not allowed to say the bracha. But over here by the talis, don't put on the talis. Who tells you? Don't put on the talis. So you won't have an asik with the bracha. So he says, rather than put on a talis balayla, put on someone else's talis and arop the ganze shayla. You see that the Taz is also assuming the svar of the Taz like the Rama. There's some kind of an Isser involved in performing a mitzvah without saying a bracha in advance. That's the Isser. But the Rabbanim, just like it's also the Hanus ben Olam Hazeh below bracha, the Birchas HaNenin is the Matir, so too the Birchas HaMitzvah is also the Matir
for this Issa Derabbanan, the Issa Derabbanan being not to perform a mitzvah, but that first gaining the heter of the reciting of the bracha. So it could be that that's what this din is all about. That the Re, quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the Re says, even if you perform a mitzvah in such a way, I did an avera. I did an avera which enabled me to do the mitzvah, but based on the rules and regulations in the Shulchan Aruch, it's not labeled as a mitzvah of avera sam yotzei. Let's say, I built the sukkah b'shus harav. So I violated gzeila on the karkak. If you steal karkak, there's also a loisese, a loisigzol. But karkak ain't an exelus means that there's no kinyonic zelus. That's not labeled as a karkak zulum. So legally speaking, it's not labeled as a mitzvah b'bavir. Or let's say the ganav stole the chitim and he ground it up, so he's kind of with a kinyon shinui. He stole the dalad minim and he's kind of with a shinui. If he made eger, he held luluk tzarech eger, so there's a shinui. Once you do shinui, so legally speaking, there's no mitzvah b'bavir. But sof kol sof, he did an aver that enabled him to do the mitzvah. So what he's going to say, a bracha later, and the bracha is going to be mat to him to do the mitzvah. What kind of a faker? He had no heter to do this mitzvah. The avera was what enabled him to do the mitzvah. It wasn't the heter gomer. So since it wasn't the heter gomer, you can't say a bracha on that. Maybe that's what he means. That bracha shiny, even though there's no mitzvah, but avera, strictly speaking, and he ate in a mitzvah, but you don't permit him to say a bracha, because the bracha means that this clinches the heter. It's heter gomer now to perform the mitzvah. You can't say heter gomer. If he clearly did an avera, which enabled him to perform the mitzvah, maybe that's the pshat. So that's the second suggestion that the Gemara has. That the pasuk goes, but say berach niyitz Hashem means if the ganev recites a bracha on the mitzvah that he does later, so that's not a bracha to the Rabbanu Shalom. That's a chira for gidduf. Couldn't be. I mean, you don't even need this whole fancy hesbet that the bracha is amat. Okay. I think that's usually assumed to be the posh peshat and tesis. Yeah. That the standard of mitzvah b'barer with respect to mentioning Shem Shemaim is mocham. Al-Haska Shem Shemaim is mocham. Yeah. I think that's the literal translation of the words of tesis. Could be that that's what they mean. Yeah. That's the machlokes, the Rambam and the Oz Haruah. If he didn't do the niguv yet, so that's like I'm still wearing the tefillin. I'm holding in the middle of the mitzvah because the kol oichol pas b'li niguv kilo oichol lechem tomei. So the niguv is considered the gemara of the netilas of them. But if he already finished the niguv, he just didn't say amoytzi yet. So that's mamash lachar asiyos. So according to the Rambam, you're not allowed to say a broch. And according to the Oz Haruah, you are allowed to if it's soon after. It's right after. So the Shach Paskins, no. The Ramah says, like the Arzuru, you may say Bracha Lachar Asiyosim if it's soon after. And the Shach, and the Dogma Bava, and the Tlesi, and the Chavis Das, and many other Achrenim, the Svadish Achrenim is upkiret that they pass like that because of the Rambam. But even the Ashkenazi Achrenim also, they join with the Shach to say that you shouldn't follow this Ramah. You shouldn't say Bracha Lachar Asiyosim. Comes up every so often, Maritil Sedai, Mother Mitzvahs. Here, Tosfos has a famous comment we mentioned last week. Chana v'afor. Chana v'afor v'hifish b'menach challah. When a balabasta bakes cake or cookies, when is she mafresh challah? After she finishes baking it? No. You mafresh challah when it's still in the state of dough. In fact, the Rambam writes based on the Yerushalmi, the Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi in Maseches Challah, that it's a mitzvah min amuvcha to be mafresh challah right after Nesinas Hamayim, before the Gilgul. Before it even turns into a dough, just after Nesinas Hamayim. You cannot be mafresh challah before Nesinas Hamayim. That's a Mishnah. Mafresh challah se kema, lo yosef lo kvum. If you mafresh challah before you did Nesinas Hamayim just on the flour, that's not even chal. That's nothing with nothing. But after Nesinas Hamayim is the first time that it can be chal. So the Rambam holds that that's a mitzvah min amuchat to be mafresh then. The Ravid is masik on the Rambam. He didn't have the Rishalmi, but he says it's chal. The Yevid, if you would mafresh after Nesinas Hamayim, the challah will be challah, it will take effect. But he doesn't see that it's a mitzvah min amuchah. He says, Adrabba, why be mafresh now? Why not wait till later till it'll be gilgul? After you have the gilgul, when it turns tak into dough, so then it's a chiyuv to be mafresh challah. So that's when you do the challah, that's when you say the bracha. Why should you mafresh after Nesinas Hamayim? But why should anybody want to wait till after the afiyah? The fellow over here is just a ganef, but it's a benodam machavera, he's in misery. But benodam malokam family is a very, trying to be a very religious man, mafresh challah. So why does he violate the din? Why does he wait to be mafrish nechala after the athir? That's Taisis kasha. Zok Taisis. Och he knock at bafol lefi sheyesh dvarim sheim eschayvim nechala ad lachar athir. There are some cakes and cookies that only you only become mechuyev to be mafrish chala, that you cannot be mafrish chala before the athir. There are certain cakes and cookies that you can only be mafrish chala after athir. What is that? What is he talking about? So they say, "Umaisi lo beperik kol shor hasavgodim adim shonin," etc. What is it all about? So the Mefarshim explain what this is. The Rishonim and the Achronim explain on this taste what they're talking about. This is the famous Rabbi Natan Shita. Rabbi Natan, both in Brachas, it's the same daf in two Masechtos, in Brachas daf Lamed Zayin and Pesachim daf Lamed Zayin, totally unrelated. They're just coincidentally. So the Gemara in Pesachim says that you only chayv to be mafish chala if the bread or the cake or the cookies was baked in an oven. And the Gemara quotes the pasuk from the Teichecha that says, "Va'afu." We learn dinim from the Torah, even from the Teichecha, that it says, "Va'afu esa nashim lachmechem b'taner echad," that they won't have any food to eat. There'll be so little food. So 10 women will be able to make. My wife bakes chalas for Shabbos, and she takes up the whole oven, and she has to bake in shifts. But the Teichecha describes they won't have anything to eat. So 10 women will have, each one will just have a mashu to eat. 10 women will be able to put their bread in because they won't have anything to eat. So the Gemara learns out of din that it's only lechem hafu bitana kori lechem. Lechem shein hafu bitana any kind of lechem. It's only called lechem if it's baked in a tana lapuke. What? So the Gemara says, let's say instead of having an afiyah, you had a bishul. Let's say I took flour and water, I kneaded it together. And then I put it, I have a pot full of water that's cooking on the fire, and I put this in the water, and it gets cooked, and it becomes roi l'achila. Instead of baking it in the oven and having cake or cookies, I cooked it, I did a bishul. So the din is that if you did a bishul on a dough, it's not chai mechal. So Tesis is bothered with a kasha, both in Pesachim daf lamed zayin and in Brachas daf lamed zayin. Isn't this against the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that you chay mechala right away when you do the blilo, when you do the lisha, you chay mechala. We just said in Machlekes the Rambam and the Raiva, do you do the hafroshes chala at the time of the sinus amayin, or do you do the hafroshes chala after the gilgul? But there it says the chiyuv chala sets in right away, whenever right away is. Let's say gilgul, right when you do the gilgul. How come over here it says that there's only chiyuv chala when you do afi? Isn't there a contradiction? So that's Taisis Kasha. So the Rabbi Tam has one teretz, and the Ramban has a different teretz. The Ramban has Hilchas Pcheres. The Ramban wanted to be Mashlim the Rif. We have a Rif on Sanhedrin, we have a Rif on Bava Kama, and Yuvalmis, on Ksubis, on Brachas, but we don't have any Rif on Pcheres. We don't have a Rif on Zvachim and Menachas, it's Kochim. The Rif only wrote on the Mesichtis, not Halacha L'Mais. So most of Pcheres is about Karbonis, but there's a chunk of Pcheres that's Nagel LaHalacha. So the Ramban didn't have any ribs, so he wrote Hilchas Pcheres LaHaramban. And that's the whole Marit Al-Ghazi has the long Pirush on the side of the Ramban, Hilchas Pcheres LaHaramban. So the Ramban there quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. He has all the Dine Chala in the middle of Pcheres, because the Gemara quotes some of the Dine of Chala. And he quotes the Rabbeinu Tam and he disagrees. So the Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that it's either one or the other, either Lisha or Afiyah is Mechayim Chala. So the Rabbeinu Tam says like this: if you had a Blila Ova means that you had a need, you mix the flour with the water and attack a thick dough, like when you make Chala, and it's a thick dough, you have to go like this, or you have to use a machine, a mixer or something. If you don't have a machine, you have to do it with your hands like this, to knead the take. So that's a Blila Ova, it's Chayim Chala, even if you're going to do a Bishul on that, even if later on you're not going to bake it in the oven. What if you have a batter? Like now, many of the cake mixes that they sell in the boxes in the store, so you mix it with all the ingredients, and then the whole thing pours. It's a batter that pours. That's called a blila raka. That's not a blila ova. So if you have a blila raka, so there is no lisha, those hastings can lisha, so then you only mechuyev to be mafish chala when you do an afiyah. So that's what the Rabbeinu Tam learns pshat over here. It says that the ganef is only ben adam lachavera, he's in violation of ben adam lamakim is afrume. So he's mafish chala. What is it? Chana v'achor v'hivish men achala. Why does he wait till after the afir? Let him do like all the Jews do. The mafish chala right after the lisha. Rabbeinu Tam says, hachamaskin, and there's a blila raka. He made a batter. which pours. It's not a dough that you knead with you. That's Rabbi Natam's sheet. In Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber Paskin is against Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam holds like that in the Geta Hamoitzi also. So the Gemara in Brachas Daf Lam Zayin is talking about Hamoitzi. The Gemara in Sochem is talking about Afrosh Eskala. Rabbi Natam has the same steel and the same teretz to everything, that he says the same for Hamoitzi. So the Mechaber both in Hilchas Hamoitzi, in Arachai, and in the third Chelik Yeridei, by Hilchas Afrosh Eskala, there's not Paskin like the Rabbi Natam, Paskin like the Ramban. Ramban says, not like the Rabbi Natam. Ramban says like this, Avadi Yelid, Avadi Yechai Nechala, before Afiyah. He says, who is the Hergivon that the Ghana, that you, what do you mean? You're not supposed to be Mafish Chala after the Afiyah. The Ghanaf is a Ghanaf. Don't learn anything from the Ghanaf. He does Ben Olam Lachaberi, he does wrong. Ben Olam Lachaberi, he does wrong. Don't learn anything from the practice of the Ghanaf. The Shalikah did. The Din is that you're always supposed to be Mafish Chala right away. Even if it's a Lila Raka, the Ramban says it, I don't care. If you plan to have an Afiyah later, then you're ready Chai B'Challah now. If now I don't plan to have an afiyah, let's say I do a blila ovo, I need dough, and I plan to cook it in a pot full of water on top of the fire. So the Rabbi Natam says you chayv nechala because you already had a blila ovo, you had a lisha. The Ramban says it's not true. If you plan to do a bishul as opposed to doing an afiyah b'tamer, then you're not chayv nechala. But then lebesof, if you change your mind and you actually put it into the oven, you change your mind, instead of doing a bishul on top of the fire in a pot with water, you put it into the oven, so then when you put it in the oven, then the Mishnah says you'll be chayv mechayev. That's the only case, that afiyah will be mechayev you. If originally you planned to do a bishul, and then you change your mind to do an afiyah. And that's the machlokes, the Rabbi Natan and the Ramban, how do you read the Mishnah in Challah? The place it doesn't quote it here, the Mishnah in Challah says, Isa. It says in the Mishnah that suvganin means sponge cake, sfog is a sponge. So suvganin is not chayv and challah. But it says in the Mishnah, if it's tchilosoi iso, the sofa suvganin, it is chayv and challah. Or if it's tchilosoi suvganin, the sofa iso, it's also chayv and challah. The only time suvganin is potter is, if it's tchilosoi suvganin, the sofa suvganin. How do you translate the words? What do you mean tchilosoi and what sofoi? And what does it mean? Tchilosos of Ghana and Sofa Isa, what's going on? So the Rabbi Natam interprets Kifi Havanosai. The Rabbi Natam says, Tchilosos means, did it have a Blila Ovo, or did it have a Blila Raka? If it's Tchilosos Isa means,